Good morning. Got some stuff going on this morning. Hey, y'all. Good morning. Good morning. Let me ask for forgiveness, pardon, forgive my lateness this morning. Sometimes the OCD, I'm not going to say it's my OCD. Sometimes the OCD in me loves to perfect things. And when I act like that, it throws my time off. So this morning I was working on a little bit of perfection, and I'm gonna let it go so that it doesn't bother me. Oh, thank you, Chinquita, you're so sweet. Thank you, love. So that it doesn't bother me. Okay, let me make sure my camera is right on Instagram. We are upgrading. Anytime Josiah is out, we start upgrading and moving things around. And he starts challenging me to make the devotional look better. And I start challenging him, saying, oh, this is what I want. And it just kind of goes from there. It's on. So this morning, I made some adjustments and changed the device. And I want it to look right. So let's, but that's not your problem. That's my problem. Let's go. And do me a favor. Start sharing it everywhere. Putting it in your story. Let's make Jesus famous today. Come on, y'all. We're going to make Jesus famous today. I'm getting mine shared. Ooh, I got one more share. Making Jesus famous today. Thank you, Lord. We want to make you famous. Let me do some shout outs this morning. Hey, Nia. Hey, my Renaissance grandma. Good morning, Kirby from Oklahoma. Good morning, Shania. Good morning, Jericho. Good morning, Cliche. Good morning, Lexus. Good morning, Masa. Good morning, Tammy. Good morning, Tanika. Tanika, I don't think I got your email, and I've been waiting on it. Good morning, Patricia. Good morning, Marie. Good morning, Lynette. Meredith, and I saw what you just did. You've been on my heart the last few days. So I paused, I prayed, but I have not checked in, and I miss you. So we need to check in today, Meredith. Hey, Jessica. Hey, Jasmine. Hey, Angela. Hey, Katina. Hey, Melisha. Good morning, Felicia. Hey, Sonia. Cuz, what's up, San Monique? Hey, Siobhan. Hey, Michelle. Hey, Cherie. Angela Willingham. Good morning, Auntie Cheryl Mack. Good morning, my Renaissance grandma, Juanita, Margie, Lavenda. If I skip your name, Deshae, Keisha. Hey, y'all. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, my belly ain't out. Hey, Shamana Good. Thank you. Thank you so much. Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, perfect. Sounds good. Good morning, Almisha. Hey, John Elmore. Hey, Alyssa and Brooke. Good morning. My nieces are on this morning. I want to start in prayer, but can we start in a confession first today? I want to just confess over you, confess over our day. I just believe God. So I want to confess over our day this morning. Good morning, Shonda. I'm just thankful. So let's get our confession in this morning. I was created by God. Woo! I'm made out of what was not seen. The Lord is my helper and I shall not fear. I rely on power, which so greatly works within me. Let your priorities become mine as you restore me with renewed energy. What God has destined me to do cannot be erased. Woo! Let my work be energized by faith and my services motivated by love, hope, and unwavering faith in you. I will stick and stay. I refuse to bow down. I'm constant. I'm decided. I receive wisdom and new strategies for this new season I'm in. I say goodbye to a poverty mindset. I'm determined. I will not swerve. Woo! I say goodbye to poor decision making. I say goodbye, come on, y'all, to poor eating habits and inappropriate behaviors. I say goodbye to sickness and disease. I say goodbye to distractions. I am iron. All things work for the good for me because I love you. Come on. All things work together for the good for Nia. All things are working together for my Renaissance grandma. All things are working together for Kirby. All things are working together for Jess, for Kedra. All things are working together for Jerrica. All things are working for Cliche. All things are working together for Lexus. All things are working together for Masa. All things are working together for Tammy. All things are working together for Tanika. All things are working together for Patricia. All things are working together for Marie and Meredith and Lynette. All things are working together for Jasmine and Angela and Katina. All things are working together for Melisha and Felicia and Sonia and San. All things are working together for Siobhan. Come on, y'all, and Michelle and Cherie and Cheryl. All things are working together for DeShannon. Come on, and Margie and Lavenda. All things are working together for DeShay and Valda and John and Almisha. All things are working together for Tanika. Come on, y'all. All things are working together for Shonda and Lynette and Vanessa and Vanessa and Sharice. All things are working together for Patsy and Deshauna. All things are working together for Ella. Come on, y'all. All things are working together for Meredith. All things are working together for Felicia. All things are working together for Masa. All things are working together for Crystal. All things are working together for Shimana and Teresa and Tina and Shanquita. All things are working together for Jessica and Mason. So it says, there is no good thing, woo, that you will withhold from me. I can't wear down. Woo, come on. I can't wear down. There is no good thing that you will withhold from me. I know you are for me and not against me. I am relentless. I have radical faith. I will not be weak in faith. Like Abraham, I declare that my body is not dead, but alive to birth out gifts and the anointing God has set aside for me. I will not stagger at the promise of God through unbelief, but I will stand strong in the faith, giving glory to God. My faith increases the more I hear and hear the word of God. I have help every morning. The Holy Spirit is my helper. Woo, come on now. Oh my gosh. I have an epic life. I walk by faith and not by sight. I declare I feel the substance and see the evidence of things that I have. I'm taking my unshakable life by force. I expect results. I do not put my trust in man. My faith is going to a different dimension. I do not put my trust in flesh. I put my trust in God. You will give me the resources to live debt-free. You will pay every building and house and car off in Jesus' name. I live by faith. I walk by faith and not by sight. I'm coming after everything promised to me. All my sons and my grandsons are walking in kingdom and serving the Lord with me. I spread out the place of my tent and the Lord blesses me. When I don't know what to do, your spirit will guide me. I compete with no one. I live big. I think big. Woo! I choose to lead and not follow because I am the head and not the tail. I'm the first and not last. I am above and not beneath. I will not be embarrassed. Woo! I will not come up short. Instead of being deceived into believing someone wants to take my place, I will remember that my place cannot be taken. Woo, come on. God is my bridegroom. I have unshakable means. God can trust me. I'm necessary for this lifetime. It's time for me to level up. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I have the grace. Woo! For every season, I have unshakable faith. My husband, this is personal. This is personal. My husband and I are meeting today and will experience a love of a lifetime. I'm overwhelmed with God's goodness today. Grace and favor abound with me. I have keys to the building. Come on, y'all. I even talk about my income daily. I say, Lord, I have $1,000 coming into my house daily. This ministry has $5,000 coming into it daily. Thank you for doors being open today that no one can shut. Thank you that your favor goes before me. I have favor with you. I have favor with man, and I have unlimited potential. That's how I talk to myself every day. That's how you have to. All I did was take scripture, right? And I may have gotten this confession from someone else. I can't remember. But all I did is take scripture, flip it, and put it in a place to remind me of the goodness of God and who I am. That's all I did, was take scripture and put it in place to remind me of the goodness of God and who I am. We sell ourselves short by not releasing what we say. If life and death are in the power of the tongue, why wouldn't you talk to yourself like that daily? Woo! Why wouldn't you build yourself up daily? This is how I talk. This is how I talk. Sometimes I'm in the mirror. Sometimes I look a little different. I want to give you my hood version. But I'm in the mirror talking to myself every day, building myself up in faith and building myself up in the word of God, because there's nothing greater than the word of God. Woo! There's no other way that I'm going to overcome. I was studying a Bible study last night about irrational and rational thoughts. And the boys and I were just kind of back and forth dialoguing. Irrational thoughts are the things that we think, oh my God, come on, that don't even really add up. Irrational thoughts, a fear of I'm gonna get sick, or the fear of every time I go somewhere, I'm gonna pick up COVID. It's irrational. The fear, last night Judah said, and I know where it comes from, because a lot of times when we have those irrational thoughts, all things are working together for good for Jerrica and Edie too. A lot of times we have those irrational thoughts, and they come to us also by way of experience. So last night I was talking to the boys and I'm like, what type of irrational thoughts have you had? And Judah was like, that I'll grow up, I'll have kids, and then I'll die early and leave them. Well, that's what happened with him, with his father. He said, so that thought tries to take hold of my mind all of the time. Come on, y'all. And so we talked about, I said, what's another, you know, irrational thought that you have? And another thing came up is that people will not love me, right? Like somebody said that people will not love me. And so we have to decipher between the irrational and the rational thoughts. Now, rational thoughts are thoughts that come to you that seem very rational, that seem very real, but they negate what God is trying to do in your life. They negate what God is trying to do with your life. They try to come against what God has said. They try to come against what God is doing. They, like, so God tells you to make a move of faith. God tells you to write a song. Woo! God tells you, I need you to write this song. God tells you, I've called you into music. God tells you, for me, when God called me into ministry, right? And a rational thought came when the Lord asked me to leave my job full time. A rational thought came, this is impossible. Woo! Like, no way the Lord is telling me to leave my job. And I have kids that need to be taken care of. How am I going to pay my bills? But God was speaking to me. Come on. I want to liberate you this morning. I want you to know you have more control over your mind, over your thoughts. You have more freedom. But the word of God is the only way that we cast down wicked thoughts and wicked imaginations and things that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Woo! There are things that have been in your life that have been exalting itself against the knowledge of God. So we come in with the word of God. The only thing that will tear strongholds down in your mind, irrational strongholds, rational strongholds, is the word of God. It is the word of God. And last night we were talking about that. And I asked him, I said, so what are some of the ways, I'm talking to the boys, what are some of the ways that we get over these irrational or rational thoughts? How do we push past them? And Josiah said, one, you got to deal with them quickly. Ooh, come on. I'm going to give you a scripture to meditate on this morning, but I know I need to share this. Josiah said, one, you're going to have to deal with them quickly. Like, you are not, when you know the mind, you're going to have to, and I told him, I said, well, the only way that you're going to be able to deal with it quickly is that you're going to have to be aware that this is not normal thinking. Woo, come on. And some of us have been in such a horrible pattern of thinking for so long that these type of things have been the way that we have thought, right? I've always gone too far. My anxiety has always led me into something that is not real. I was having a discussion with Jess yesterday, and she added to the volume of this. When we position ourselves and overthink, but we haven't heard it, it hasn't been said, and we haven't seen it. Haven't heard it, haven't been said, but haven't seen it. But these are where our thoughts go. Those are irrational thoughts. Those are strongholds that are in our mind. Now, let me tell you what I've learned about irrational thoughts. They will disappear over time. Well, if an irrational thought does not disappear over time, Almisha, then it becomes a stronghold. Woo! If an irrational thought does not disappear over a certain amount of time, then it becomes a stronghold. And that stronghold becomes a way of living and a way of thinking. Woo! Come on, find me the scripture. This is why he said, think on things that are pure, lovely, and of good report, right? And so last night, as we were dialoguing about irrational thoughts, I said, Joe, what is it? He said, you're going to have to deal with that quickly. Like, you're going to have to deal with when the thought comes quickly. And I said, correct. But the other thing that you're going to have to do is you're going to have to be more aware. You're going to have to be more aware that this ain't my thought. This is not God's thought. Yeah, Jess, chronic chaos, like mind in chronic chaos. And I'm sitting here and I'm going, okay, because our thoughts can go too far. Our thoughts can go too far. Like, the thoughts can go too far. And many of us have been in this zone and in this place for so long, we think we've made it a part of our natural habitat. Woo! And it isn't even how God has designed us. This is right, Romans 12. Remember, I told you we're going to get into Romans 12. When he says, when he talks to us about presenting our lives, ourselves, our body as a living sacrifice, this is me making a decision. This is me making a decision that this is how I'm going to live. This is me, when I'm presenting my body as a living sacrifice, this is me making a decision that I'm no longer allowing my thoughts to go too far. So then I have to learn how to, I hear you, Lord, at the onset of the attack, come on, y'all. At the onset of the attack, I am have to, because most of what I've been doing has already been conditioned into my lifestyle. Remember, I taught you guys about muscle memory, how we do things over and over again builds memory in our muscle. I changed someone's name in my phone yesterday, and every time their name comes up, I almost can't recognize who the person is, although I know very well who the person is. So these irrational or rational thoughts keep us from living in faith. Rational thoughts keep us from recognizing without faith, it's impossible to please God. Rational thoughts will not allow us to stretch. I hear you, Lord. Will not allow us to stretch beyond our imagination or our comfort zone. Come on, y'all. So in this process of identifying my thoughts, God thoughts, the enemy thoughts, I don't even know necessarily if it matters. But it matters between my thoughts and the enemy thoughts. But most important, it's important for me to begin to think and live the way that God wants me to think and live. You've been pessimistic. I'm just telling you the way the Lord dealt with me. You've been pessimistic for way too long. Like, you have already determined that there's a negative outcome. Woo! You have already determined that it cannot happen for you. You have already determined that even if it's something wrong, that God is not working for you. Come on now. So we have to begin to decipher between these thoughts. These rational thoughts keep us from walking in faith. These irrational thoughts take our thoughts way too far down the line. And if they are there long enough and don't disappear and are not dealt with quickly, my God, then these irrational thoughts become a stronghold. And this is in the place and the limitation of where I live my life. I live my life according to the thoughts that I'm thinking. The scripture says what? As a man thinks. Come on, Lord. Disrupt our pattern of thinking. Come on, let me give you the scripture. So for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As he thinketh in his heart, this is in Proverbs 23 and 27. Come on, 23 and 7. It says, don't focus. So whatever I focus on. And he was telling him, he says, don't focus on the stuff they offer and don't be deceived by the word, their words, right? It's not about what you see or hear, but it's about what you think. So you got to make sure that you, come on, Holy Spirit, that you are not getting caught up in the moment with a bunch of stuff. My God, you got to make sure you're not, come on, y'all. You got to make sure you're not getting caught up in the moment. Oh, my God. I'm trying not to let my camera shift. Oh, my God. You got to make sure you're not getting caught up in the moment. Come on, put that in the comments. Put that there. I cannot afford to get caught up in the moment. My camera is shipping on Instagram. I cannot afford to get caught up in the moment in a lot of thoughts. Ooh, come on. I cannot afford to get caught up in the moment in a lot of thoughts. I cannot afford to be deceived by my own thoughts. Come on now. And in this particular scripture, he was talking about who we sit down with, right? Who we sit down with, who we are around, right? But here's what I need you to understand. You cannot afford to get caught up in your own thoughts. Ooh, come on. You cannot afford to get caught up in your own thoughts. My God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So as a man thinks in his heart, is he? So you cannot afford to get caught up in your own thoughts. You cannot afford to get caught up in your own way. Come on, my God. My God. My God. So unfortunately, I cannot afford to get caught up in false promises, right? Solomon was compiling instructions to encourage faith in God. Ooh, come on. My God, he was causing instructions to have faith in God, right? And he was talking about a stingy person or a miser person, right? But if you look at this from a place of thinketh, right? Estimate, to calculate. That's what this means. This word meant in Hebrew, to estimate, to calculate. You cannot afford to estimate or to calculate what's going to happen. That's it. You cannot afford to estimate or to calculate what's going to happen. Oh, my God. Come on now. Oh, my God. I'm reading this and I understand the context of what it's written in, but I'm like, oh my God, I cannot afford to estimate or calculate according to my own thoughts. I can't afford. You cannot afford to estimate or calculate according to your own thoughts, because what happens is that it negates what God is saying. What happens is it deviates from the peace that God has promised. Come on now. What it does is it goes against what God is saying to you, my God, in this season. So I cannot afford to estimate or calculate according to my own thoughts. I cannot let my thoughts predict what's happening next. Woo! Come on. That's so good. So when he was saying, as a man thinking, so is he, right? In his heart, he means it's they, when they interpret the warning against eating with an inner lead or calculating a stingy person, or caution with dining with an envious person who will leave you feeling a certain way, right? He was telling them, be cautious with who you choose to fellowship with, right? Which can go into a whole different direction. He was telling them, be cautious with who you fellowship with. So if I need to be cautious with whom I fellowship with, because their way of thinking and living can impact me too, it also says to me that I can't afford to sit with thoughts that make me calculate or make me estimate too much. Woo! Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. There's so much that we can take from this. We can take from the context of the wisdom from this, that we can take from what Solomon was saying about what, however this person thinks, that's what he is. And however we think is what shows up. That's so powerful. However we think, that's what shows up. Whatever I meditate on. Yeah, just guarding the gates of my heart, guarding the gates of my thoughts. Now let me give you something positive this morning. Luke 2 and 52. And I want to end with this because I hear the Lord. This seems so all over the place this morning, but I know it makes divine sense. It seems so all over the place, but I know it makes divine sense. So I was meditating this morning, Luke 2:52, when Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and with people. And the thing that the Lord was reminding me, and I'm going to conclude this with how we think, is that Jesus understood his kingdom assignment and he matured as he grew. Jesus understood his kingdom assignment and he matured as he grew. And I was praying this morning, Lord God, help me to understand my kingdom assignment and to mature as I grow. Well, I know for a fact that means that I am going to have to do away with irrational and rational thoughts that lead me further away from my purpose, from the things that I'm supposed to be involved in, for the things that I'm supposed to do, right? If the Hebrew word translated in this verse, thinketh, says estimate or calculate, right? Estimate or calculate, then I got to be careful with the thoughts that I estimate and calculate as well. Lord, help me and keep me from overthinking in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, help me and keep me from over and help me from being caught up in relationships that may lead me to overthinking. I want to grow in wisdom and stature and favor with you and with man. So help me to control my thoughts and keep my focus on what your word says in Jesus' name. Amen. Ain't that good? Like, isn't that good? Isn't that good perspective about how our thoughts are not supposed to be all over the place? Isn't that good perspective about how important it is of who we're connected to? Because someone else's thoughts can impact your thoughts. Someone else's thoughts can impact your thoughts. That's why when I'm in trouble, first of all, I run to God. But that's why I'm in trouble. I don't want to run to anybody else who is going to affirm my anxiety or affirm my fear. I'm not saying I can't be vulnerable or I can't be transparent. We talked about that yesterday. But you need to be in the position with people who don't encourage your fear, don't encourage your anxiety, don't encourage your worry. You want people who listen to you, but you want people who bring you back into faith-filled thinking. You want people who bring you back into faith-filled thinking. You want people who are going to come back and say to you, like, what did the Lord say? You want people who are going to come back and say to you, like, what did the Lord say? Right? You want people who are going to come back and remind you of the vision. You want to deal with those. You want to deal with those type of people. If Solomon is saying, do not eat the bread of a man who is stingy and do not desire his delicacies, for he is like one who is inwardly calculating, eat and drink. He says to you, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the morsels that you have eaten and waste on your pleasant words. He's saying it's so important for you not to be caught up or be in these relationships, right? Because these type of people already think and feel a certain way. Well, if these type of people think and feel a certain way, I also think and feel a certain way. My God, it's so much more when we break down and allow the word of God to minister to ourselves and our situation. And from a reformed overthinker, there has not been a scripture that I have not been able to take and use as a weapon against the voice of the enemy. There has not been a scripture. And people say, you need to understand the context. You do. But right now, I'm taking this word and using it as a weapon. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. This is not just insight to the people around me. This is insight that whatever I'm thinking in my heart is who I am and who I am becoming. And I don't want to become an overly anxious, worried individual that is constantly thinking wicked imaginations and things that are not pure and lovely and good report. I want to take the word, yield it as a weapon, so that my thoughts can align with the word of God, so that I can mature as Jesus did, so that I can grow like Jesus did, so that I can mature in stature and favor with God and man. Oh my God, Lord, I thank you for your word today. Get your 30 days of prayer. Send it to you men, folks. If you ain't got your copy yet, I ain't gonna say you late, but get your copy today. I'm going to drop a prayer shortly. I'm gonna pray for children. I prayed for men the other day on my page. I'm gonna drop a prayer and pray for children today because I feel it in my heart. I want to pray for our children. But if you haven't gotten your copy of 30 Days of Prayer, and when Jess was reading this, she was like, man, these prayers actually apply to anyone. If you need help in being led in your prayer life, that's all this is. It's just a trigger. It's a starter to help lead you in your prayer life. Go to the website, lmjministries.org, and order there. Go to the website and purchase your virtual sessions of Pillow Talk in July. Don't wait and let it fill up and then come in July and say, man, I should have, the Lord had been telling me to purchase a session and I didn't. Those are the rational thoughts that try to get us. Know the Lord told you to do something, but you rationalize why you should, because it doesn't make sense to you, because it doesn't add up to you. Go get registered for your virtual Pillow Talk. Go get your copy. I don't need no prayer. I don't need nothing to teach me how to pray. I know how to pray when the Lord has already been prompting to you and saying, you need to go get the prayer journal. You need to go get the book. You need to be pulled into some intimacy with me. Obey the Lord in this season. And I promise his obedience is going to add up to something greater for you. Don't let the enemy talk you out of anything. Don't let the enemy talk you out of anything in this season that belongs to you by way of God. Woo! Two things. If the Lord places on your heart to give, go over to the website, lmjministries.org. You can give there, Cash App, post $ LMJMINISTRY. You can also give there. Your giving goes to support the ministry, feed the streets, single moms, all those different things. Let me bless the giving of the people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bless your people. I bless their finances today. Thank you that you're giving more seed to the sower in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, that is pressed down, shaken together, and run it over in their lap. In Jesus' name, amen. Second thing is, if you have never experienced Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, this is your moment. It's your moment to experience Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Then I want to repeat after me. Can I tell this testimony real quick? Can I tell y'all something? And it's not magic. It's just the way the thing works. Even if you believed in other laws, the laws of reciprocity and all these other laws, it still works. Woman of God told me last week the Lord had told her to give an extra $100 above what she gave. Like give her extra $100. Can I tell you the return of what God did for her, the message. She said, I know I felt the prompting of the Lord to give. It was not magic. She said, I heard. It was nothing I said. She said, I heard the Lord say give. She said, I gave. And then something she needed was released to her with back pay. With back pay. If God ever prompts you to do something, there's always something going to be reciprocated back to you. Do not let the enemy tell you that lie any longer. Even if it's given to a person, if it's going a particular way, a space, a direction, do not let the enemy cheat you any longer. When you feel an inner knowing or a leading to show up in a particular place or do a certain thing or do it, because God always has something he will release into your hands. The enemy loves to deceive us. And I'm not talking about just financial giving. The enemy loves to deceive us so that we don't quickly obey God. That's rational thinking. Rational thinking makes us overthink what God is saying. I am praying today that this is the last day that you overthink what God is saying and that you follow the prompting of God and the Holy Spirit. My second thing is, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, this is your moment. This is the moment that changed my life. It was Jesus. And if that is you, repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I'm in need of a Savior. I'm asking you to come into my life to take away my sins. I promise to love and follow you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If you pray that prayer, send us an email, info@justbeinglmj.com, and we're going to send you some resources and we're going to send you some materials. Miss Sandra, I love that. Quickly obey, quickly receive, quickly obey, quickly receive, quickly obey, quickly receive. And do not worry about, say you've been pouring into someone. God has had you pouring into someone. Stop looking to that person to receive what you need. It may not come back from that person. What you may receive may come from something else. Last night I was asleep and I got a very sweet message from my dad. And I knew that was God loving on me. Like, it was a message that I would have hoped that would have come from a different place. I'm just going to be honest. But the message came from my dad. And he was just telling me how much I loved him and how important I was to him. And I was just like, God, thank you. And it was late. So I know if my dad was up late, the Lord was leading him. And I was like, Lord, thank you for pouring on me through my dad. I got another message from one of my friends today who shared with me. She's like, thank you for just always showing up in friendship, right? So stop worrying about where your return is coming from and trust God in the in-between. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you, but God loves you so much more. Do me a favor. Go be loved today. Let somebody else experience the love of God through you. And I'll see y'all back here in the morning, 6 a.m. Love, peace, and blessings. Woo! Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.